League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Christina Ma episode. My favorite part of her interview was when she talked about her experience attending Arroyo High School and how all the local Asian gangsters would hang out at boba shops around town. I found that very interesting. Thanks for tuning in and checking out this podcast. Tell a friend. Hi.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I was trying to set it up on the AirPods, but I think I'm just going to turn it off.
Yeah, I this is the first, I'm experimenting. I usually talk into my webcam, but I'm hooking up the mic. Can you hear me with this?
Yeah, I can hear you perfectly.
Awesome. Cool. We have Christina Ma.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thank you. And we have a lot to talk about. I know I want to eventually end it and promote Aunt and Christina's YouTube channel featuring Enzo and Leia or Leia?
Leia, like Princess Leia.
Leia and Enzo, two fantastic kids, cute as hell. Let's go back to the beginning. Like, where are you originally from and like where'd you grow up? What area?
I'm from the LA area. I was born and raised out here. From El Monte most of my life.
Say that again.
I grew up in El Monte most of my life.
Is that near Rosemead?
Yeah, it's right next to Rosemead.
Okay, I used to wrestle. There was a tough kid from Rosemead, Michael Calamara. This was back in the 90s, but yeah, he was a tough cat. So did you what high school?
I went to Arroyo.
Oh, I know about Arroyo.
Yeah.
Is it Arroyo Canyon or Grande? Huh?
Arroyo High School.
Hold up. Were you guys like dark purple and white or blue and white?
We're gray black and gold. Oh wait, no, you know what? I got my elementary mixed up. We were blue and white.
I said blue, right, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
You know how I remember? Because I've wrestled guys from your high school.
Oh, really? Did you win?
There was 50-50. there's some tough Latinos.
Okay, yeah.
Is that your high school?
High school, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, this dude had a full-on mustache.
In high school.
Yeah. like he was a man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of the guys were really fast out there.
That's your high school.
That is my high school.
All right. So what? Because this dude was pretty hood. He was pretty gangster on the wrestling mat. Did you grow up around some tough kids around there?
A lot. There are a bunch of them. There are a bunch of like cholos that were out there.
Even though on the
good side,
I know them all about. I wrestled them. We've like locked up. You know.
Yeah, you can't forget those experiences, right?
No, no, no. So did like, cause like you right now in your life, you have like your kind of like a storybook, just a nice family life with your kids and aunt. So do people know about? Cause that was, you kind of grew up a little rough, huh?
Yeah, I had a feeling you were going to ask me about my childhood, too.
Oh, but yeah, I always start with it. Yeah. Yeah,
it's really crazy because like when I got into YouTube, I never even thought I would get into it, but like it started happening when I was trying to start like building a family, and it like got way past the whole like crazy lifestyle that I used to have and like all the wild times that I had before. So like everyone that sees me now on YouTube, on social media, they're like, oh, she's this like innocent mom, she's so like caring, and they just know me as a mom, but like no one really knows like how I grew up and everything. So when they hear these stories about me, like they're really surprised.
Yeah. So did you go through your like phases of like attire? Like were you wearing like, did you have the whole chola, like the makeup and the Cortezes and all that?
Yeah, around our time, you know, the like Sharpie eyebrows that was in, like
Yeah.
shaving your eyebrows, filling it in, and it looked like permanent marker. But yeah, I did that. I used to wear like the super bright colors. I used to like match my laces, wear Adidas Cortez to like match with my outfits. I did
Yeah.
all that. Yeah, the initial belt.
Yeah, so was this in the 90s?
This was 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, okay, I get it. Yeah, right. So did they try to like, who were you kind of hanging with back then? Were there like little like crews and cliques and stuff?
So I guess in Arroyo, it was like majority, I would say it was like about 90, 95% Hispanic. And then you have the Asians, and then there were like the innocent Asians or the cool Asians. And it was so funny because like we used to have this wall where like all the Asians used to hang out, and they used to call it the Great Wall of China.
Oh, that's pretty racist, but
Very racist.
yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it's like okay, but you know, that was where we used to hang out and stuff. And around the time that I was going into high school, there was like this huge riot that happened in Arroyo too, where it was like Hispanics and Asians, and it was just this
Uh-oh.
crazy thing. Yeah, it was right before I came in, but there's just this whole thing that happened. But like for the most part, I would say it was like majority Hispanics and Asians that were out there. I hung out with the Asian crowd, but I was very diverse. Like I hung out with everyone. I was in a lot of like sports, and I was in clubs, and I was just kind of like, I was the type of person that was like hanging out with everyone pretty much.
Right, were there so what were the Asian, did they have the slick back,
Slick back hair,
the
the
gel? Yeah.
white hair with the highlights on the top,
Yeah.
the blonde highlights.
Your husband, like I was checking it, like even his hairstyle reminds me of
Back
like
in the
90s, like 90s, you know, like nice and clean and shiny fade, like a shiny fade and everything.
Yeah, so
Yeah.
I know he has this look, like he has this tough guy look, and he looks like a bad guy or whatever people want
Yeah.
to say. But he's actually really innocent. His heart is pure, and
He's a sweetheart, isn't he?
he is.
Yeah. So, what are like, how did you meet Aunt in high school?
No. So the funny thing is, I met him at a bar. I used to be a bartender.
Okay.
Yeah, so I was bartending there, and usually I have this rule where I'm like, okay, I'm a bartender. Guys are gonna try to talk to me. Girls will try to talk to me, whatever it is.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give my number out to anyone because they're just there for one thing. But
Yeah.
with him, backstory is that I knew we had mutual friends, and I used to hear a lot of things about him. And I heard that he was like this really sweet, nice guy. And you know, at that time, he was with someone who just kind of took him for granted. So
Yeah.
yeah, and after that, like, since I kind of knew about him, my friend introduced me to him, and I was like, okay, well, like, I know you're this sweet guy and stuff. So I started talking to him, and then I gave him my number, and it just
Nice.
went from
And now
there.
you guys have a family together.
Yeah, now we have
That's
two kids.
crazy. What's your ethnicity? I didn't know. I like asking that. What's your guys' ethnicities?
We're Chinese.
That's what's up. Have you guys been to China?
He has. I haven't. I have not been there.
You have no, not, have you thought about maybe going in the future? I know it's crazy right now with the quarantine and
Yeah.
COVID, but one day, do you plan on going there with your kids and to visiting the motherland?
I would love to. Like, we've always wanted to. I think we even wanted to this year, but COVID happened and everything else. So it's just kind of tough. But
Yeah.
like, I think once things settle down, and then once the kids are like okay and they're old enough where we don't have to watch them 24/7,
Yeah.
it's so good.
Do you have family there in China?
We don't.
You don't.
No.
So aunt's Chinese too?
Yes.
Were there Asian like gangs around your area?
There
'Cause
were
you
a
said
lot.
Asians too, yeah.
There were a lot during our times. I feel like that's when it was like at its peak.
So like Asian boys and stuff like that?
Yeah, there's like Asian boys watching.
So weren't they beefing? Like I'm not around that. Like, although I'm into like hip hop culture, yeah. Ironically, I was raised around mostly white people in a small town in San Diego. Yeah. Oh,
wow. Okay. Huge difference.
Huge difference. Yeah. Like typically, cause my girlfriend, she lives in like an Asian community. You know what I mean? She like more towards, you know, West Covina, a Walnut area.
Okay.
And all that. So the way she grew up and the way I grew up are different. She was used to being around like Asian community.
So she was around the Asian community.
Yeah, like boba spots, you know what I'm saying? Dumpling spots. But yeah. It's like me and my brother, we didn't have that. But then my eyes opened up once I started wrestling and traveling to different high schools and competing against different high schools. And I realized even our neighboring San Diego, Mount Carmel, it was mostly Asian. It was mostly Filipino, Pinoy. Yeah. And so I just wanted to bring that up, but I'm fascinated because I'm into hip hop culture and skateboarding and all that. Yeah. And so I'm kind of fascinated with the Asian, you know, like the gangs and all, like just the subcultures and everything.
Yeah. I feel like Ant and I, even though we didn't know each other back in high school, like that was what we kind of grew up in,
mm-hmm.
the lifestyle that you're a part of. And I felt like that's where, like, we were surrounded by it at that time. And, you know, you couldn't go anywhere without other people like hitting you up. Or like, if I'm hanging out with other guys, like there are always these other guys who are just hanging out at like a boba shop. And we're just trying to go there to get boba. And of course, like they always have to hit up the guys that I'm with. And they always like want to ask them like where they're from, like what.
Yeah.
Things like that. And it's just kind of crazy. Like that was the norm back then.
So typically they would say, where are you from?
Pretty much. Yeah.
And then what, how do you, because I figure there's no right response, right?
Yeah. You just basically say like, I'm not from anywhere, or the terms were, I don't bang. Right.
Okay.
Anything. Yeah.
What if you were a tagger, but you look like you're kind of in a gang? What, like, how would you answer? Could you just back then say you write or something?
I don't know. You know, back then I felt like there weren't really too many people that were just tagging just to tag. I felt like people who were tagging were from somewhere probably.
Yeah. And then that's no different. Cause then weren't there like tag banger, like kind of tag crews? Yeah, there were, there is.
I guess there were, but I didn't really like know any of them.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't really know.
So they would hang out at boba shops?
Yeah. I mean, that was like the thing to do. People would just like stand in front of the store, then they would just be hanging out.
Yeah.
Not drinking boba. They're just like hanging out. I think their whole purpose was like to just, I guess, hit up people too.
Right.
Yeah, like they just had nothing else to do, I guess. But
so what set them aside from your like typical normal Asian? Did like a tattoo or kind of colors they're wearing, or like how would you distinguish them from others people?
Well, I mean, there were the Crips and the Bloods, right? That was like,
obviously because the colors. Yeah,
but other than that, I don't really know, because I know a lot of Asians were just like wearing a lot of like bright colors. It was a lot of the red, it was a lot of the yellow,
of I would say since they're Asian, shouldn't they rock yellow like bandanas?
They did a lot, but those were more of the neutral people, the people who weren't from anywhere, but yeah. They're proud to be Asian. So yeah.
So you're really safe if you like wore pink.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like if I were back then wore a pink bandana and a pink t-shirt, I could just say I'm from the Pinkies or something.
I guess so. I mean, they might look at you and think you're a little funny.
A little, yeah, they would think I'm a weirdo.
From somewhere, right?
Or can I say I'm from a dance crew?
You could. Yeah.
Because I know back then there was probably B-boy crews.
I think, yeah, there were. And I think they left those like crews alone too, because they weren't like affiliated with anything. So
if I grew up in your high school back then, I would probably get into the, try to learn how to break.
Probably. I think so. I think you would have been safe with that.
So at El Monte, is that not El Royo, right? Mm-hmm. At El Royo, like during lunch break, let's go back in a time machine.
Okay.
if you were there during lunch, were there, it was like segregated, right? You had your break, the B-boys, like, I guess by the picnic tables, and they would be practicing. Then you'd have this wall and then the jocks and then the bit, you know, was it like that?
I would say yes. Yeah. I feel like almost every high school was like that though. Am I wrong? Was your high school like
no,
that?
No, even with my high school, because since I was mostly around white people, there was like the surfer wall where all the surfers hung out, and then the cheerleaders over here, then the nerds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was for us too.
I'm sorry. I get fascinated. I like, I like talking about this stuff because it's like, you know, I like learning about like, you know, where, how other people grew up. So when did you grow out of that?
I would say I kind of grew out of it, probably like a little bit outside of high school. I would probably say like after my first or second year of high school, because once you get out of high school, it's so different. Like there's no cliques, there's no groups, like people aren't segregated or, you know, in their own groups.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You kind of learn to like diversify and like, mix up with a lot of like different groups and stuff like in college. So
yeah. So did you decide to go to community college or university or state college? Like what happened there?
So after high school, I went to Cal Poly Pomona.
Oh, what's up, Pomona? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wanted to go to a Cal State for sure. I was in universities, four-year universities.
Mm-hmm.
But I went in there originally. I wanted to go into like dance. I wanted to be an art major, performing arts major.
Yeah.
But then, you know, coming from like an Asian family, I told myself like, okay, well, what can I do with that? Like, where can I see myself going? Is it going to be like a steady career for me? And eventually I was just like, okay, you know, I need to think for my family. I need to think for my future. And somehow I got into like HR.
Okay. Yeah, human resources, yep.
Yeah, and a lot of people don't know that I actually got into it because I didn't know what else to do because I'm the first person in my family to graduate from college.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Wow, so you grew up with siblings, brothers and sisters?
Yeah, and I'm the third oldest.
So, okay.
Yeah, so I had two older brothers. They didn't graduate college, so they didn't really... They couldn't really guide me, I guess, into what I wanted to do in college. So
yeah,
into it, I was just like, all right, let me look at this curriculum. Let me see what major requires like the least amount of units to graduate. And then I just kind of got into HR. So
that's crazy. Yeah.
And I was very naive going into it because I said, you know, I want to get into HR because I want to help people. I want to find jobs for people. And I just want to be a person that people can come to.
You want to be of service to...
Yes.
To other people. Yeah.
Basically.
There ain't nothing wrong with that. There ain't nothing wrong. Yeah.
But I mean, going into it, I was just like, oh, wow. It's just completely different from what I thought it would be.
Right. And then, cause it's so weird now, because now it's like back then there was no like content creators or editing video. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So isn't that a trip now that like, cause I spent a lot of years at Arizona State. I didn't know what the hell I was doing. I was mostly doing drugs.
Oh,
yeah.
See, that's the thing. I feel like depending on what high school you go to, like the experience there is so different from college because you feel like you know everything when you're in high school and you feel like they're really preparing you for college. But once you go in there, you're like, what am I doing? Like, what am I here for? Like all the counselors you talk to and everything that you kind of study, you're just like,
oh yeah, it goes out the window.
Yeah, pretty much. You have to learn everything pretty much on your own, or if you have like older siblings that
know, this is another thing. In high school, you think those people are your friends for life, you know
what I mean? Exactly.
But then I met a whole new group of homies and people like in mostly in college. I keep more in touch with people from college, I think.
I think because when you're in college, you're like your mentality is at a different level. You guys have like the same and similar goals now, because when you're in high school, everything kind of changes, right? You're just
It's more like that's like the homecoming king and those are the popular people. But in college, you're trying to figure it out together. Like, what are we doing? And
you're trying to figure out what you want to do your life, your long-term goals, your careers. And I think friendships last more.
So did you, from HR, you got your degree, and then when did you start doing content creating and then meeting like the JK people and JoJo and Gina and Gio and all them?
Okay, so I would say it was probably like we're in 2020. I met them, I want to say like 6 years ago, probably. And I met Anne in 2012.
Yep.
After that, I'm trying to think back because it's been so long now, but I actually knew Joe first. I knew Joe before I knew anyone else.
You knew JoJo before Ant?
Yeah, I knew him before Ant. Ant knew him at a completely separate time too. And it's so funny because like we're just talking about this like not too long ago. We're talking about how we all like knew the same groups of people back
so
in
weird.
The day.
Yeah.
But we all hung out with them at different times. So it's kind of like we're kind of connected, but it wasn't.
So JoJo went to Arroyo also?
He didn't go to Arroyo, but like we knew a lot of people.
Oh, like, right.
Yeah. Friends and stuff.
Even Bart was around back then too?
Bart, I don't think so. I didn't know Bart back then, but yeah. I know Joe met Bart like later on after like high school too.
You know, it's weird. All those people you mentioned have done the podcast. Like JoJo actually brought his whole gun collection here.
Oh, really? I'm not surprised.
It was like a two-part series.
Wow. Yeah, I'm not surprised. He has a huge collection.
He's got a grip of guns.
Better to be
safe. Yeah. So what out of the whole group, so what girls did you get along first? And because they ended up, they're big on like YouTube and content and stuff. Like, did you meet Tiffany or Nikki? Like, who did you get along with first? And
I think I met them because they were like doing a skit at like Ant's old liquor store. That was like one of the first businesses that he had.
Right.
And they reached out to him because initially Joe and Ant were supposed to, I guess they wanted to start like a restaurant or a food business. And they were like meeting with each other. And then eventually like that didn't happen, but then they wanted to do a skit with him. And that's kind of like how the relationship started to build.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the first time that I actually met the girls, I met Gio, Julia, and Tiff first. And I met them when we went to Hawaii. So
you guys went out there to vlog or something?
I guess for them, they went out there to vlog, and then they invited Ant and I just to go there because we started like talking to them more. We started hanging out with Joe.
Yeah.
So wanted to like bring us along with them. And that's like how everything started, because for them, the norm was them like vlogging. They were vlogging the entire trip. Everyone had their GoPros and their cameras out.
Yeah. I noticed that, cause you know them a lot better than I do, but I noticed when I was over at JK, Bart was always like in the habit of like, even before they started filming JK, he was like vlogging himself with his camera, and then a light bulb went out, and they're really inspiring, because like I learned a lot, like, oh, you need to be like constantly thinking about the next thing,
pretty much.
Well, because you too, right? Because now you are naturally doing that with your channel, right? Aunt and Christina and your kids. And then like, did you get the same kind of experience from watching them?
Yeah. So like, going back to that trip, like everyone just kept vlogging, and Aunt and I were the only ones that weren't vlogging. So we're just like, okay, we feel like the outcast. Like,
yep.
We're the only ones who aren't holding up.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Camera, we're not vlogging. So then after that, like, we just kind of got inspired, and we got our own equipment, and we started to just vlog, like, to vlog our traveling experiences, because we went to like Japan and everything with them too.
So,
like just seeing them always vlogging, and they're just always coming up with like content like right away.
Always
second nature to them. So it was kind of crazy for us to see.
And then how did you learn, like, did you have to ask them what camera or lenses or editing pro, like, how'd you learn all that?
Yeah, I think and he was doing a lot of that. Like, we were kind of just observing and seeing how everyone was vlogging. But when it came to, like, equipment, Ant would ask the guys, and they would ask them, like, oh, what's better? What should I get? Should I get this GoPro? Should I get this mic for it or this camera? And even till this day, like, they're always talking about, like, upgrading. Because you always have to upgrade your equipment. And you always got to find things.
Oh, my God, you do, better. Don't you?
Yeah, always.
You know what I realized with – because I had a gimbal camera.
Mm-hmm.
But then I realized if you have a newer iPhone, it the quality is kind of like the same, or even you notice that
the picture video quality is pretty good, but then I guess the sound isn't as great, so that's why we don't use the iPhone.
How do you, because your stuff, because I was watching some of your videos with your kids and aunt, what kind of gear are you guys using?
We're actually using a GoPro right now.
What?
Yeah, because for that, it has like a built-in gimbal, so you don't really have to buy one. Before, you would have to get one to attach to it to kind of like stabilize everything, but now it kind of does it for you.
So, really?
Yeah, and it's a lot lighter. We used to carry this huge camera, and we would get this mic with a cover on it. It was like this big.
Yeah.
It was just so heavy to carry all the time. So like the GoPro is just what we've been using. And it's
What about audio quality? Do you record something separate, or does it capture all on the GoPro?
It captures everything on the GoPro.
Really?
Yeah. Surprise. Yeah,
that's crazy. How much are GoPro? I mean, they sell them everywhere, huh? Target, you can go to Target.
I don't remember, but I would say maybe this one, it was probably like $200 to $300. So it's not too bad.
Right.
Because we've had cameras where it would be like $800 to $1,000 too.
Damn.
And because you're using it all the time, you're using it every day, it kind of just burns out too. So that's why we kind of went the GoPro route.
That's crazy. Yeah. Is now, like, if you were like to go just to like to reflect on like your experiences, like never in a million years would you think that, like, oh, I could, you know, make money and income just filming my life. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Isn't it? I trip out on that.
It's really crazy because, like, when I was really into YouTube before, it was when I think, like, people were doing covers all the time, and that was, like, the big thing on YouTube. And I think that was around the time where, like, JK was, like, really getting into it, but I don't think they blew up just yet at that time. But
yeah, so you remember all that, like, when it blew up and, like...
Yeah, I remember all
the build-up? You do, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, man, it'd be so cool if I could ever be in YouTube and, like, do covers or just like things like that, because that was what was in. But then like I never thought I would see myself like where I am now, and I never thought that I would be vlogging, starting a family. Like, I didn't know that my channel would start out like that, because I always told myself, like, I would have been good for YouTube before, because I was younger, I was more enthusiastic, I had more energy, like I had that bubbly personality, because you need all of that, you know, when you're on YouTube, because you're always
vlogging.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, I would have been perfect for it. But, like, coming into YouTube now, like, being this, trying to be a mom, like, I never saw that happening.
But in a way, like, because I always trip out on that, too. When I watch other people's content, they're like, hey, guys, Sammy Hamilton here. Today, I'm going to be doing it. So, anyway, this, you know, like, you don't really have to do that either. You could just be yourself, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Because I don't do any of that. Like, I try to do my version of that. Like, I do cooking videos, but now that I think about it, I didn't even have a kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like more like maybe equivalent to, I've never been to prison, but you know how they talk about prison spreads?
Yeah.
Yeah, like my cooking videos are more like, kind of like ghetto like that.
I can't imagine what you mean. You cooked without a kitchen?
Yeah, I have a hot plate. I have a toaster oven. You know what I mean? I have like your bare necessities.
Gotcha.
But the thing is people watch it.
Yeah. I feel like people kind of just, they feed off of like the natural vibe now. They kind of just like things to be more realistic rather than the like, hey.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm doing this and da da da. Like, they just kind of want to see it from like a real life perspective nowadays.
Like, and also I think people are savvy to, they know when you're cutting or editing. They, you know how like the popular YouTubers are always cutting.
Yeah.
You could tell they're like talking and then cut. Cut, and then, cut. Anyway, blah, 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 cut. Okay. So any, you know what I mean? And it's like, yeah. I kind of don't like that.
Yeah. Cause then you always try to, I mean, we were doing that at 1.2 cause we're trying to make it clean. And, but then we didn't want it to come off as like being, trying to be too perfect. Like we wanted people to know like everything that we're going through, you know, we're going to mess up. We're going to say things where, you know, it might come off the wrong way or people might just perceive things the wrong way. And that happens a lot.
But oh yeah.
In there anyway, because we want people to know that we're human and we make mistakes.
Right. Now, how do you guys deal? Because, you know, it's a sensitive topic because your kids are involved. Do you read the comments?
We do. We read the comments and we try to respond to all of them, too.
See, I can learn from that. The only problem with me is because there, you know, there is some negative. I know it's probably 90% positive, but, you know, like, are there ever negative comments?
Of course. Of course.
And you guys are like, you take it as a constructive criticism?
For the most part, we will. We will go through every comment. Sometimes they're just comments or there's like people who are constantly trying to like belittle us or they're always trying to be negative on like the way that we parent. But, you know.
Wow, they even dissect that?
Yeah. Oh, once you show parenthood and how you raise your kids online, there are a lot of people who are always going to give you their opinions because everyone raises their kids differently. And they're always going to have their, they're always going to put their two cents into it.
Wow.
Yeah, but we do try to take everything as constructive criticism because we know we're not perfect.
Right.
But,
no one is. No one is. Yeah. And that's crazy.
It's great because we don't even have to respond back to them because like some of our viewers and fans, like they'll respond for us because they've been watching our channel for so long. So they kind of know that we're not these type of people and they know like what we mean when we do something or when we say something. So
right heavy, you know, I just interviewed Gina as well, Gina Darling.
Yeah.
And I was tripping out on like what she does because like she streams on Twitch or you know, Facebook gaming. Have you thought about getting into doing that, like if your kids in the future start gaming, will you be open to them like twitching, or have you thought about that?
I mean, we do think about that because we're pretty much putting our lives on social media now too, and they know, they see the cameras on all the time and they're always a part of us like filming stuff. So if they want to get into that, like I'm down for them to do whatever they want to do. Like,
yeah,
because growing up, you know, with our parents, they're so old-fashioned. They're like, oh, I want you to be a doctor, I want you to be a nurse, I want you to like go into medical school, I want you to be a lawyer, right?
But no, yeah, we all grew up with that.
Exactly.
I mean, there comes a time where, especially when we're talking about Asian parents, they just have to, you know, throw in the towel.
Pretty much.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, because I think my mom, even my folks, they, you know, all with all, every Asian, like your typical tiger parents, whatever, parents, they're gunning for that. But then once they what resonates more is money, though.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? It like, if once they see money or any kind of money, they're like, oh, okay, you're cool.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Cause even for me, like, it was a hard decision cause I was in HR for a really long time. While I got into YouTube, I was an HR manager.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I was paid really well. I had good benefits and, I was living very, very comfortably, but then it was just kind of like a toxic environment for me. And it was so stressful. I would come home stressed all the time. And, you know, being in HR, I don't know if you're like familiar with
that. Not really.
Okay. So basically, you're either people are really nice to you or they avoid you completely because they don't really like you. And I don't know what you before, they're like, ooh, stay away from HR, don't talk to HR about anything. So there's always this misconception because obviously we work for the company and they know, I mean, I guess they know the power that HR has.
Yeah.
We have the power to write people up. We're pretty much like, yeah, like
ouch.
People, disciplining people, like we had to do all of that stuff.
So you had a lot of power.
Yeah, I would say yes, but it's not that I wanted to do it, but obviously it was just a part of my job. But
so people would report to you. They would have these reports if there was some unlawfulness or discrimination or unfair treatment, stuff like that, right?
Everything, all of the complaints that people had, all of the disciplining that people wanted to do, like managers that needed to discipline their employees, but they didn't want to. So they're like, here, Christina, can you do this for me? Because I don't want to do it. So
you've heard every story in the book, basically.
Oh yeah. Yeah. And you know so much about everything being in HR too. So it's like, you have to be this neutral person all the time, no matter what you hear, no matter what you see and do.
You can't be biased.
Cannot be biased.
You have to hear all sides.
Pretty much, yeah. And I think eventually, like, it just, it became too draining, because in my own personal life, I try to avoid any negative things. I try to, like, if I don't like something or I don't like how a person is, I would just kind of, like, cut them out of my life. But being a professional, you have to deal with it. And you're dealing with all the problems within the company. So it's too much negative energy.
Yeah, so... Do you enjoy what you do now opposed to HR now? Isn't it a lot more chill?
It's definitely more chill, and I'm not stressed out. It's a different kind of stress now, because I'm like living for myself. I'm living for my family, and I don't have to deal with a lot of like toxic people anymore. So,
no, all you have to do is content. And it seems to me like y'all are doing fine. Like, I just reviewed a lot of some of your videos. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's a cool video.
Yeah.
Right? Like the snack review, you know how like you guys are eating the rice snack, like different snacks. That's fun. And
it's fun. Yeah. I never thought I would get paid or to make a living off of like working with other companies and like getting products and, you know, like promoting things for people. Like, I never saw myself doing that. So it's just so crazy how everything has been so far.
That's interesting you brought that up. So now by you know what I realized? Like, you're in a whole like different market, like, 'cause you have kids too. So like that plays into it too, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
So do you have like kids toy companies or people hitting you up now?
We have some, yeah. Yeah, and we'll always like choose companies that make sense with our branding. Like, we'll always have companies that try to reach out to us and they want us to like promote various things for them. But like, if it doesn't make sense for our channel and for our audience, then we won't promote it. So we have to like be very selective with stuff like that.
Yeah, like if a hunting gear company hits you up, that doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, right.
Like, what would make sense? I like to do this exercise. Like, what three things? So anything that has to do with kids or maybe pillow cases or I don't know. I'm just trying to come up with stuff.
Anything that comes up, like, relates to, like, kids or, like, family or, like, food, because Aunt used to be a chef, too. And he's always cooking and making stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Showing food in our vlog. Yeah.
And so how do you usually, do people hit you up on Instagram or do they hit you up on the comments of YouTube? How does that work?
Through email, through like DMs on YouTube. Yeah, they'll try to reach out to us any way possible, 'cause we make ourselves available like through social media, like everywhere. So
Yeah. Fantastic. That flew by. Yeah. 'Cause these are usually 45 minutes. So this one just flew by. I really enjoyed the Arroyo High School. Like, I like that segment as well. that was fun for me personally.
Nice.
Now this is the segment, I guess, where I really wanted to plug your YouTube channel, which is called Aunt and Christina.
Yes.
And so, did you wanna? Can you start maybe throwing out your social or any a website or stuff like that, your social and your YouTube again?
Okay, sure. So our YouTube is youtube.com / Aunt and Christina, and you can just search us under Aunt and Christina. A lot of people will search us under like Leia or Enzo too.
Can you spell that out for the viewers?
Aunt, A-N-T, and Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
Mm-hmm. And subscribe today definitely subscribe to the channel. And what about, can you say your Instagram as well?
Yes, my Instagram handle is xtina 402.
Can you say that one more time? Because it's a little different. Go ahead.
Okay. My Instagram handle is xtina 4, the letter O, 2.
Perfect.
X-T-I-N-A 4-O.
Gotcha. Now, do you have a like a collective one? Do you have an Instagram with both you and Aunt or the kids or anything? Or
we don't. We don't.
Okay.
Well, we have one for Aunt. We have one for myself. We have one for Leia. We also have one for Enzo.
Can you talk to your husband as well? Do you think he'd be open to maybe being a guest on the Steve Weaver show?
Yeah, I'll definitely talk to him for sure.
Because that'd be really fun. You know, he's got a whole different story
because
the cooking and you know what I mean?
He has a lot to talk about. So yeah, I'll let him know and I'll tell him that's you.
For future reference, one thing I didn't want to do, which exercise I wanted to ask is, you know, like all your friends, like the girls, I wanted to know how your relationship with each one separately, like your relationship with, you know, Gina and then Gio, you know, but we'll do that maybe in a future one.
Okay. Yeah. That would take a long time.
Yeah. That would take a long time. But for me, it would be fun. Cause I just saw you, was there either not big mood, but not big mood girls, but wasn't there a YouTube channel called like Hey Bitch or something like that?
Yeah. So Hey Bitch is what they started with. And that was when Gio was a part of it, but she stepped back to take care of Tyka. And then they rebranded and changed it to Big Mood. But I was on both podcasts.
Yeah, you're on both. And there's a whole episode of you when you're pregnant and you guys were talking about pregnancy and all that.
Yeah. That was
a fun one. Yeah.
Yeah. Really interesting topics, but
it's crazy. I didn't even ask you any kids questions about, you know, I figured just keep it on the content and like the history with that. Yeah.
Yeah. There's just so much to talk about.
I'm sure you already talked a whole bunch about that.
Mm-hmm. It's always about the kids. So I was like, what are we going to be talking about for this show?
Yeah. Well, you know, it flew by. That for you, that was easy for you, right?
It was walking the park. It was definitely nice to like talk about my upbringing and everything too. It's been a while. I had to really think about it.
Yeah. And it's a trip because I, even though I'm from San Diego, I already knew Arroyo. I already knew your school colors.
Yeah.
Because I would be wrestling and like the wrestling singlets.
Mm-hmm.
I knew Rosemead was like maroon and white and black. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I knew the guy I wrestled in high school had a full on man mustache.
Yeah, you would never forget that.
And he was a tough little stallion.
Mm-hmm.
Little cholo stallion. Yeah. He was hard. It was hard to get in on his legs. Yeah. He was tough. So shout out to Arroyo. Was it Arroyo Grande? I kind of think it was.
Just Arroyo High School.
Okay. That was some. Yeah. I'm thinking about maybe Canyon or something. Yeah, maybe I'm thinking of a different high school. Yeah. So that's it. Definitely subscribe to Aunt and Christina, right?
Yes.
Aunt and Christina's YouTube channel. So, thank you for your time. I'm ahead on schedules, but I'll let you know the week of, and if you want to post on your Instagram to promote as well. I really appreciate your time. Tell Enzo and, Leah and Aunt, I said hello.
I will.
Okay. And definitely, how often are you uploading your YouTube videos?
We upload 3 times a week.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, I need to up my game. 3 videos a week?
Sundays, Tuesdays, and Thursdays.
Whoa.
12 p.m. So tune in, guys.
Did you learn that? Because I kind of like learned that from JK. Did you kind of get inspired by that in a way? Because they upload a lot too.
Oh, they upload almost every day. That's...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's kind of tough with the pandemic right now.
Yeah. I'm trying different types of content too. Like I'm doing Warzone content now, or I want to.
Yeah.
So 3 times a week. That's really good. I think that's a healthy amount.
Yes, for sure. We wanted to do more, but it was kind of tough. So.
And you are approaching 100,000. You guys are up to like 75 to 80,000 subscribers.
Around there. We still got a way to go, but that's our goal.
You guys are going to get there for sure.
Thank you. Congratulations to you. I saw that.
I know. It took a lot. three, it took a but you know, this is going back to consistency. We didn't talk about that, but I just, the only advice I have, or what I learned from JK or everyone, is, dude, you have to do it consistently on the same day. People will just get used to you.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Cause me, I think I would have got there a little sooner. I was just doing one video a week.
Okay. So you're not even like in the algorithm too.
Yeah. But now I'm like, oh, like I gotta do at least two.
Yeah. And YouTube's always changing the algorithm. So you always try to have to like work around it. So
yeah, but then this is great because people who watch my stuff is going to be like a familiar with your guys' stuff. You know what I mean?
So yeah,
this is how it works, you know? So thanks again. Yeah. We surpassed the 45 minutes. Christina Ma.
Yes.
And aunt and Christina, support it today. Subscribe today. Okay. And you're free to go. Tell the kids I said hi. Tell your husband, aunt, I said hi. And thank you so much.
Well, have a good
okay.
day.
Okay. Peace. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to stay on here to do other announcements. Okay. Thank you. Okay. There you go. Christina Ma. That was fun. I love talking about the high school stuff. And we have a Patreon attached to the show. The newest patrons are Freddie D. Leon, D.O. Jeans, Matthew Hamilton, and Kayvon Batty. If you want to check out the Patreon, it's patreon.com/Stevie Weeby. Where's my cheat sheet here? I got to do it by memory. There is a website if you want to get any kind of merch. I just know that the shipping will be delayed because of COVID.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
It's stevieweebyshow.com. The Instagram is Instagram/QUANGOU. All my music is at stevieweebybandcamp.com. I'm almost close to finishing my concept album that's going to be entitled I Feel Stir Crazy, inspired by the 80s movie starring Richard Pryor and Gene Wilder called Stir Crazy. I'm close. There is no Little Ray's World this week but I heard it through the grapevine that he might be making some appearances and cameos on the Stir Crazy album. Stay tuned for that. We do have a P.O. box attached. I'm doing this again. I don't know why I always do this. It's just a habit now. Okay. Send any fan mail or packages to P.O. box Stevie Weeby Show at 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. Again, if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to Aunt and Christina's channel, Aunt and Christina on YouTube. Thanks for tuning in. I didn't mean to talk your ear off, but I'm starting to, I got the Elgato working. I finally figured it out. So now you're going to probably be seeing more Warzone gaming content. People seem to like it, even though I am horrible at Warzone. I'm below average. I'm a below average player. But look, I don't care. I think people are not tuning in for my skill. They're tuning in for our commentary and the fun that we have playing Warzone. Love y'all. Thanks for tuning in. Till next time. Peace.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Now at Menards, save big money on everything for your next project. With the largest selection of concrete and mortar in stock, we have the right mix specially formulated for your project. View our entire selection of concrete and mortar mixes online or in-store and save big money. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now. Save big money.